For WBAI in New York, I'm Linda Perry.
Keep on walking, keep on talking, walking up the freedom way. Oh, ain't gonna let nobody.
At City Hall in the Grand Rotunda, which leads to the chamber, faith leaders gathered to address the lack of accountability in the NYPD. They said they've witnessed a pattern since 9/11, the consolidation of power within the police department with officers using too much force. For the faith leaders, the abuse of might and force are in deep conflict with faith traditions calling for peace and justice. Chloe Breyer is with the Interfaith Center of New York. She says City Hall is the perfect place for faith leaders to be heard.
This is where laws and decisions are made that affect the lives of people in our city. And that's why we're here, is to try to get the message across. And we know many of our city council people are very strong on this issue, but there's also just the act of being in a place of government that's really important in raising consciousness.
Next to Breyer stands Bob Brashear. He's with the West Park Presbyterian on the Upper West Side. He says, yes, better training of officers is needed, but there needs to be something very specific done about the Eric Garner case.
I think the officer who's responsible for the shooting needs to be dealt with very specifically. I think he should be put off the force. And I think that there needs to be some sort of action taken to be supportive of Eric Garner's family. So the general things are good, but something very specific has to happen on this.
Amen. 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 Justice.
Bishop Dr. Ray Blanchett is with Bethany Baptist Church in Brooklyn.
There will be change. We support the mayor and his work. We support all that he's doing with Commissioner Bratton. We support the advocacy of the city council and our public advocate, Tish James, and the speaker, Melissa Mark Viverito. We are in support of every dynamic initiative. But we have to understand, everyone needs to understand, that this is citywide. People need to understand that what's going on is systemic. And the reason why it's systemic is because it's in our heart. And we have to be about changing what's in the heart of our brothers and sisters.
But what about certain policies which seem to impact black and brown people, like broken windows, for example? Eric Garner was stopped for loose cigarettes. Yeah. I mean, is that the policy you can support?
Well, we can't. Number one, you can't support broken windows, because broken windows is, by itself, it's an anathema. It's ignorant. Basically, what you're saying is you're keeping black and brown people in communities, and you're discriminating against them by virtue of class and race. So then what happens is, because they're left in these communities that are falling apart and that are dying, you're now saying that, oh, now we're going to put you in jail because you live in these conditions. Okay? It makes no sense, right? So systemically, as a whole, you can't win. And it's a vicious cycle that we're saying right now has to stop.
We'll walk hand in hand.
Hallelujah.
Staged a die-in right on the floor of the rotunda, where they laid for 11 minutes on Monday afternoon. 1 minute for each time Garner pleaded with the Staten Island NYPD, who held him down in a chokehold, saying, "I can't breathe."
We are not afraid to
On the steps of City Hall, I ran into Luis Alfredo Cartagena Saez. He's with the Park Avenue Christian Church on the Upper East Side. He said it's the mindset of the police that needs to change.
And I urge President Obama to eliminate sending articles of war, tanks, armor, body armor, whatever, to communities because it gives the police the wrong idea.
The minister said the system is doing exactly what it was designed to do, and it's that design that's the problem.
They want you, you know, shock and awe. They want you to be afraid. That's the whole main element, and that's why that aspect of the police of policing has to change, not just in New York, not just in Missouri, but throughout the United States. And it has to be coming from the top down.
The faith community, which prays for peace, says peace is obstructed by the abuse of police power. They want those in power to see the gravity of the moral crisis and restore peace to communities by reforming the NYPD. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.